This is a dissertation under the title of I Am the Flag. I am the flag of a nation with a birthday, July the 4th in 1776. The Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have charted my course. The bloodlines of all the people of the world are in my veins. From its birth, my nation offered freedom to the oppressed and to those who yearned for freedom. The five great freedoms that we cherish, defend, and promote are freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom of press and speech, freedom of religion, freedom of creation and the movement of men and goods. Today, I proudly represent these freedoms among the flags of the United Nations. Every state in the United States has a flag, seal, and motto. They confirm and undergird all that I stand for. I am many things to many people. I represent the nation called the United States of America. Over 250 million living souls and the ghosts of millions more who have died for me are a part of me. In my history are Abigail Adams, Paul Revere. My heritage is at Lexington, where the shot heard round the world was fired. In my heritage is also Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry, John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett, Robert E. Lee, Ulysses Grant, and Abe Lincoln. Once when my ideals were seriously challenged, a civil war resulted. After the sacrifice of the lives of 630,000 people, I survived. Freedom was preserved and extended. The Gettysburg Speech and Lincoln's second inaugural address reset my goal. Remember the Alamo, the Maine, Pearl Harbor, Iwo Jima. I was there two times when freedom was in trouble in the world. I answered and I stayed till it was over there. I was there with my heroic dead at Flanders Field, at the Rock of Corregidor, the bleak slopes of Korea, and the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I was with the gallant forces of the Persian Gulf. I was the first flag carried to and planted on the moon by an American. I was there when they built the Brooklyn Bridge, dug the Panama Canal, cultivated the wheatlands of Kansas, plowed the cornfields of Iowa, quarried the granite from the hills of Vermont. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. My arms reach out to embrace Alaska and Hawaii. 3 million square miles, a nation throbbing with industry. I am more than 3 million farms. I represent forest, field, mountain, and desert. I am the coal fields of Virginia's and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate, the Grand Canyon. I was the mighty Mississippi, Ohio, and Missouri rivers. I am city, state, and national parks. I am quiet villages. and bustling cities that never sleep. You can look at me and imagine young Ben Franklin on the streets of Philadelphia with a loaf of bread under each arm, or old Ben Franklin flying a kite. You can see Betsy Ross making a flag. You can hear the songs and see the lights of Christmas and hear the strains of Auld Lang Syne as the calendar turns. I am public and private libraries, museums and art galleries, 130,000 schools and colleges. I am 350,000 churches and synagogues where my people may worship God as they choose, cultivate and promote the fraternal spirit and charity in all its senses. I am an editorial in a newspaper, a letter to a congressman. I am a ballot dropped into a box, the roar of a crowd in a stadium, the voices of a choir in a cathedral. I am the Congress, the Supreme Court, and the President. I am Babe Ruth in the World Series. I am Eli Whitney and Janet Rankin, the Roosevelts and Carl Sandburg. I am Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, and Clara Barton. I am Horace Greeley, Will Rogers, and the Wright brothers. I am George Washington Carver, Martin Luther King Jr., Mary Bethune, Daniel Webster, Jonas Salk, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Walt Whitman, and Thomas Paine. I am called the Star Spangled Banner because a fellow named Francis Scott Key wrote a poem in 1814 that was put to music. Millions hear me glorified daily in that song in America. I drape the casket of every soldier buried in Arlington Cemetery. I represent the nation, and these are but some of what I have done and am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom will I spend the rest of my days. May we always possess the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep ourselves unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the world. That is my wish, goal, prayer, and my pledge of allegiance. By an act of Congress, I fly continuously over the Temple of Liberty, the United States Capitol. I will fly in perpetuity. If we, the people, are worthy successors of those who fought and gave us freedom, I thank you.